The worst loss of life in last week's catastrophe was in Indonesia. Some 94,000 people died there. The Aceh region on the island of Sumatra was both close to the quake and in the direct path of the following waves. Today, there's word that relief efforts there are taking root.
Nigel Pont is the program director for the aid group Mercy Corps. We've reached him in Banda Aceh, the provincial capital of Aceh province on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Pont.
It's my pleasure.
What specifically is Mercy Corps doing in Banda Aceh?
There are in the district surrounding Banda Aceh approximately 100,000 internally displaced people, the majority of whom have lost absolutely everything. So we're distributing hygiene items to internally displaced, and we're also starting large-scale food and non-food item distribution, primarily rice and high-protein biscuits at the moment, but the food pipelines are starting to open up, and we're seeing more and more commodities becoming available over the coming week or so. From the non-food item side, we're providing or in the process of acquiring and bringing in a lot of shelter items, water storage, hygiene supplies. A huge number of people have injuries to their feet just from fleeing without shoes on. So one of the things that Mercy Corps is doing is we're in the process of acquiring a very large number of shoes to provide to people who don't have shoes and who have foot injuries.
It's really hard from the outside to get a sense of where all of these displaced people that you're describing, where they're living. Are there tents? Is there any sort of organized structure for where these people have gathered together?
A lot of these people are living in buildings such as schools, which have stopped functioning temporarily. They're also living in deserted or empty government buildings. There are some tents which have been provided by various agencies, but there has yet to be a large number of tents that have arrived. However, there are a large number of tents on the way.
How much have you been able to tell about what the situation is further down the coast? Are people getting aid at this point? Are they becoming refugees and trying to get to the capital themselves?
There's some of both. Some people are definitely moving towards Banda Aceh and Aceh Besar, looking for assistance and support where it's being provided at the moment. But also, over the past 3 days, a large number of helicopters from the US and from the Australians have been doing numerous air sorties down the west coast with supplies of food and water and some other basic supplies. So there is some assistance going in, but probably not enough.
Mm. Mr. Pond, how long do you expect that Mercy Corps will be involved in this effort in Banda Aceh?
I think Mercy Corps will probably be here for many months, if not years, because I think there is going to be a significant amount of work to be done with the survivors of this disaster, helping them to rebuild their communities and rebuild their lives after this horrendous tragedy.
And your sense is, from talking to people there, that they would want to rebuild right where they were before?
At the moment, conversations along those lines with people are proving very difficult. It's very hard for them to think past the fact that their wife and children and parents were all killed 4 days ago or 5 days ago, and they're lying under debris in their home and they can't reach them. And so while we have had initial discussions with people on this subject, and those initial discussions suggest that people at some stage are going to want to go back and try and figure things out, it's very hard to get a clear sense of actually what people will do or feel in a few weeks or a few months' time.
Nigel Pont, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Nigel Pont is program director for the aid group Mercy Corps. He spoke with us from Banda Aceh in Indonesia.